Hello, it's time for another 10-minute sip, what we call our STEM information podcast here at Technology Espresso. And today I wanted to elaborate a little bit on the Stump for STEAM. That is an event where we're going to do a fitness walk to help promote STEAM in our communities. The purpose of the fitness walk is for people to come out of their homes, come out from behind their computers, and let's have a little FaceTime and enjoy the fresh air. It's the beginning of spring. It's April 30th, and so the weather should be good, I would say, in most places. And I'm already putting in my request to the higher powers that we not have any rain in any of the 50 states so that everybody can participate. The whole purpose of the Stump for STEAM is that everybody have a fitness walk in their own individual communities, because that's where the movement starts, right in your own backyard, literally. So I'm working with coordinators in every community to talk to their local high school and let them know that we just need their tracks first thing in the morning on April 30th, and everybody just comes out and they walk the track and put in their 3K or 5K. It's your choice. And also what I want everyone to do is something that we do with all major events. Take a selfie with you and your group of friends and family and send that in. And we're going to do a huge posting of all of the people who stomp for STEAM. That's just the first step of raising awareness. And the reason why this came to me is, as you know, we're Technology Espresso, so we're pretty savvy and attached and maybe even a little addicted to technology. We use technology to get the message out about STEAM. However, I had a revelation, so to speak, because some of the people we need to reach, they're not as tech savvy. They don't look at their smartphones, if they have them, but they don't necessarily look at them as a source of information. And they're not going to explore too far out of their comfort zone. So they're just using the basics. And this came to me because I literally talk to people. And that's why I had to stop myself and say, if they had smartphones. I still run into people who have flip phones. Phones that are about 10 years old. See, that's foreign to tech geeks like myself and my husband, where we're changing phones. We're actually reading the papers to find out when the next latest and greatest is coming out. We put our names on the waiting list, and we're in stores getting them. That might be why we got the phone that caught fire, but that's a whole nother episode. But nonetheless, so we had to recognize that there are people that don't have smartphones. We have to recognize that there are people who don't necessarily have internet connection in their homes. Now, some of these things, some of us may gasp, but again, this is recognizing that there's different circumstances, and then there's different points of view. I know people that they have to go to the library if they want internet access, or they go to a coffee shop. So that means they're limited to the hours and the amount of time. I know other families where there might be one family laptop, and everyone's sharing. That's everything from doing homework to checking emails, and mom and dad may have some things that they want to do on it, and theirs may take priority over the young people getting to the laptop, and vice versa. Then there's also those who you see technology as maybe entertainment. You have the toys for the kids. Some of them may be educational nonetheless. You have for parents, there's different entertainment. And even social media is entertainment, a way to check in with friends and family. And that is fantastic. At least they have some use and see the purpose of it. But what they haven't done is crossed over or made the connection that this is now the new library, the new encyclopedias. I talked about in a previous episode how my parents, when we were young, bought encyclopedias. And those encyclopedias stayed with us probably for the first 5 years of elementary school and even junior high. Little did we know that information was obsolete the minute they printed the books. Now young people, instead of having to go to books, they can Google search on any topic. However, of course, parents have to monitor because some information, all information isn't good information or reliable. But then also you have to know what you're searching for, too. That's another tricky part about being a digital citizen and being sophisticated. So there's almost, especially those who maybe have been out of school 5 years. It would be great if there was a community class that gave them a quick refresher on how much, not just technology, but all of the STEM fields, how they're evolving and changing, and how in every aspect they're impacting not only your life, but how you make a living. The thing that scares, I think, some parents is realizing that it's, even if you just got out of high school 5 years ago, you almost have to go back to school to learn how to live and really leverage the new world and the new environment. So the Stump for STEAM is meant for both parents, kids, grandparents, all ages to get out, get walking. Because that's another impact that technology has had on our world. It's so easy to sit down and not move behind, from behind technology. If you use it for your socializing, we've lost the art of getting together face to face, that camaraderie, that fellowship. So unless you have a really good reason, a lot of us, even myself, sometimes I'm guilty. I'd rather text than actually make the phone call and hear someone's voice. So all that said, we're combining the whole fitness and walk aspect. We're taking advantage of all of this, the great weather that's going to be upon us. It's a family event. So please, if you're interested in being a community organizer, please send me a direct message or a email. Email is technologyexpresso@gmail.com. Or if you're following me on any of the social media, again, feel free to send me a direct message. And across all of our social media, we have posted our 855 number, which you're welcome to call as well and leave a message. Second, if you're interested in participating, we have just a very small survey that we need you to fill out so we can identify where you're located, and what would be the closest school, and who would be your community organizer that you need to get in contact with. So, it's that simple. It's going to be a great opportunity for separate communities to come out, but collectively show that we're all part of a bigger national community that sees the importance of STEAM. And just the fact that multiple communities coming out simultaneously doing their stomp is a reason for conversation, local news and media awareness. So numbers mean something. This particular stomp is voting with your feet. That's all I need is your feet. So thank you again for supporting Technology Expresso. Thank you for supporting the new Stump for STEAM. This is going to be one of many. We look forward to seeing you on April 30th. Thanks and bye for now.